This is CliffCentral.com.
Please note that the views expressed and the advice provided in this show are for general advice and entertainment purposes only. Nothing stated should be treated as a substitute for your own independent legal advice based on your own specific facts and objectives. Therefore, the presenter and CliffCentral.com accept no liability of any nature whatsoever, either expressed or implied.
Law, like you've never heard it before. The Laws of Life with Gary Hertzberg on CliffCentral.com.
Presenting the Attorney's Fidelity Fund and the Attorney's Insurance Indemnity Fund on CliffCentral.com. Your champions in the legal profession.
I'm Gary Hertzberg, and this is the Laws of Life on CliffCentral.com. Alongside me today, Lionel Makokotlelo. Welcome, Lions.
Dumela, Gary, and Dumela to our podcasters.
Cool. Today, we are highlighting once again the Attorney's Insurance Indemnity Fund. And over the last few weeks, or days, or whatever, we've heard how the Attorney's Insurance Indemnity Fund, which I'm going to call the AIIF, their primary purpose is to provide all attorneys with a primary level of professional indemnity insurance. And this protects both the attorney who may be negligent or botched a claim or something, or it also protects the client, and it helps the client get back a primary loss that they may have suffered. The AAIF has an added service to the public and the profession, and that is that it also provides bonds of security to attorneys who are appointed as executors of deceased estates within certain limits. And today we are delighted to highlight this very service, and joining us in studio is Ms. Zodwa Mabata. She's executive bonds executive of the Attorneys Insurance Indemnity Fund. Welcome to you.
Thank you, Garrett. Thank you for having me.
Cool. I think we know that when a person dies, his estate has got to be administered and distributed in terms of his will, or failing a valid will, in terms of intestate succession. And this is very often done by an attorney. And the proper administration of that deceased estate is then supervised by the Master of the High Court. Now, the Master of the High Court has the power to direct that an attorney must take out a security bond with yourselves.
Yes.
And that's how it comes about. He says to the attorney, get yourself a security bond. Explain to us what that security bond actually is.
Okay. The security bonds that we issue, they are limited to where the attorney is appointed as the executor in a deceased estate, as you've indicated. It is a guarantee which is given to the Master of the High Court to say, in the event that the attorney doesn't properly administer the estate, or if they misappropriate the assets in the estate, then the AIIF will stand in their stead and make right for that estate.
Cool. So we know that sometimes the heirs who are expecting their money, their inheritance, have little or no experience. I mean, first time daddy's just passed on and they're going to get money. They're very completely, should I say, reliant on their lawyers.
Yes.
To help them. Their lack of experience is lack of awareness, and it offers an opportunity to some very crooked lawyers to dip their hands in the cookie jar, as we say, which is what is happening. And that is the protection that you are offering the public by saying, go ahead and deal with the attorney, because if he does dip his fingers, you're covered. Am I right about that?
You are right. The bonds will cover the where the attorney either administers the estate negligently or where they do steal from the estate itself.
As a lawyer, and Lionel as a candidate attorney, it's heartbreaking to hear that there are lawyers who are entrusted with money in trust that are stealing. Horrible. Horrible, horrible. But I suppose that's life. And fortunately, it's not the majority of lawyers. It's a small percentage. You come across some of these cases. Give us an idea of what you've seen and what lawyers, what are the facts of those cases?
For us, Gary, yes, it is very concerning. And Indeed, it is in those estates where the families really need the monies, where they're taken for a ride by the attorneys. But the majority of our claims that we're experiencing as the AWIF, as well as on the AFF side, it's really coming out from misappropriation by the attorneys. And some of these things that are coming out, it's purely because the attorneys are not paying proper attention and they're not supervising the staff in the offices that are dealing with the matters. For instance, we had a matter in Bloemfontein, a firm of attorneys in Bloemfontein, where they put in about 8 claims. And it was because the lady that was entrusted with running the administration of the estates was not supervised. She was writing out checks to the heirs in these different estates and going with them to the bank. And as they cash the checks, she would then say, okay, you need to give me so much from that.
She was taking a cut on that?
She was taking a cut on what they were supposed to get.
Yeah, oh my word. So it wasn't the lawyer himself, it's dishonest employees that, that are protected, as you're protected against dishonest employees as well.
That's correct.
So it's the practice that's kind of got the insurance and not the lawyer himself.
It's not just based on the lawyer, because we do understand that the work is not just the lawyer that will work with it.
Yes.
But we wouldn't issue where the lawyer will take it out to one of his friend's firms. So it's always limited to that firm.
What happened to that woman? Did she get a jail sentence, or what goes on practically?
What goes on practically from our side is a criminal case has to be opened, and we do notify the Law Society as well of the claims, and we pursue a recovery action against the attorney.
So the lawyer had to pay back all that money,
yes.
And then he's got a right of recourse against his employee.
Yes. The last I heard from that attorney, the lady was criminally charged and she was going to spend some time in the facilities of the correctional department.
It's called the law of subrogation when an insurance company claims back from the person they've paid out.
Yes.
So if you pay out an attorney, you claim it back, really?
Yes, we do.
Yeah.
We do, especially where we only claim back if there's misappropriation, not where there's negligence. If it's negligence, we understand that's what we're there for, but we're not there for people to be dipping their fingers.
No, disgraceful that. Dodgy lawyers stealing millions from clients has been making headlines in South Africa over the years.
Mm-hmm.
And there was one guy in the Cape who had practices in Mitchell's Plain and Gordon Bay. I read about this as well. And he received huge amounts into his trust account, and then he paid it out, I don't know, to his friends or something, or I don't know who he paid it out to, but he stole the money. It's disgraceful.
Mm.
Yeah. What about negligence? I mean, can an attorney, do you find that there are actually claims based on negligence? What loss would there be, really?
There are negligence that come out of negligence. For instance, the matter that was there recently, it was an attorney who didn't do proper diligence of the people that were supposed to be the family of the deceased. So a lady approached his office and claimed to be the sister of the deceased.
Mm.
He didn't do his investigations, and before the master's office could say to him he is allowed to distribute the estate assets, he paid out to the incorrect party. And when the actual family came, he had already paid out.
So you compensate that very sad family that kind of were going to lose their money. You compensate them.
Yes.
And indirectly, they get their money eventually from you, from the fund.
Indirectly, yes, they do, because the bond of security is issued in favor of the Master of the High Court.
Yes.
So the Master of the High Court will then approach us to put in that claim. And once we've done our assessments and everything, the money is paid according to the directions of the master.
Excellent. Yeah. It's good. It's a good one, this lines.
It is.
People can deal with lawyers knowing that there is cover if the lawyer should do something wrong or be negligent.
No, that's great. And it's also great for them to actually take the initiative to share their information and knowledge with the general public, just so that they become better equipped, so that they in their decision making, they are well equipped.
Zodwa Mabata, is there anything you'd like to end with, or do we say bid you farewell and say thank you very much for enlightening us here? It's an important aspect, this.
I think if I can just add that the public who've had deceased estates in their families, they need to not just simply sit back and say the attorney is dealing with it. They need to ask questions and follow up on those estates. And if they're still not sure, they can approach the offices of the master to check what's happening with their estates.
Yeah, do you remember we interviewed attorney Arnold Shapiro? He said that the master's offices are in the mornings are available to the public, yes. Not in the afternoons.
Yes, it's from 8 until 1 o'clock in the
Please,
afternoon.
If you feel that someone's messing with you and your estate or your money, please go to the master and he will check it for you. He's the boss.
That's right.
Yeah, he's the boss. Good. Today, we the bosses, and we're going to have some lunch now. So many thanks for being here, Lionel. And to you, ma'am, we appreciate it. And to the Attorneys Indemnity Insurance Fund. Or have I got it wrong?
No, you got it right.
Yeah, cool.
As always.
Thank you for this. See you next time.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Law, like you've never heard it before. The Laws of Life with Gary Hertzberg on cliffcentral.com.
This is CliffCentral.com.